destroyed.
Yochel Yitama, I would think to say he has to be Matama. Omar to Lo Yitama, I tell you no, he does not have to be Matama. Because since he's a Nazir, and the Apostle says, Al-Nafshas Meisla Yavoy, so he does not have to be Matama to his Kroivim. Yeah. So that's the end. Yeah. Yochel Yitama, Omar to Lo Yitama, no, he does not have to be Matama. He should go do the Korban Pesach, go do the Bris Milah. He should not be Matama to his own Kroivim. Yochel, I would have thought to say that Kishem Shein Matama Liachoisoi, the same way he's not Matama to his own sister, Kach Eina Matama Lameis Mitzvah. Maybe if a Nozer on the way to do mitzvah, so wherever he's going, not that he's going to do mitzvah, but no matter where the Nozer is going, if he finds a Meis Mitzvah in the street, a Meis Mitzvah, the Gemara says, is that you yell out and say, hey, somebody's dead here, and nobody answers you. In other words, there's nobody else to take care of it. If there's nobody else to take care of it, and you're there, it's a mitzvah upon you to take care of it. That's called a Meis Mitzvah. So now here's a Nozer, he's a Nozer. There's not very firm to be Matama Lameis. A Nozer is not allowed to be Matama. And he finds a Meis Mitzvah. He finds somebody dead in the street. So the first thing he's supposed to do is there a Chevra Kadisha here? Is there a Mishpach here? Is somebody here to take care of it? That's the first thing. Like, you don't go and touch it. You're a Nazir. But Lo Yitzu, nobody answers you, then you have to take care of it yourself. How do I know? Tamlon, the Pesach says, V'la'achoysoi. You say no, it says La'achoysoi. What does it mean to say? Li'achoysoi hudeinu metama. A Nazir only cannot be metama to his own sister. That not. Ava metama l'meis mitzvah. But a Nazir is allowed to be Matama the Meis Mitzvah. For a Meis Mitzvah is allowed to. And here it's Lav Davka, a Nazir, who had been sending him to the Kohen Medashin also. The same thing with Kohen also. That a Kohen also is allowed to be Matama to a Meis Mitzvah. Rashi says, even though this person is talking about a Nazir, but in extra words we say, even though he's a Nazir and a Kohen, he's both. He's a Kohen and he's a Nazir. And he has upon him two Kedushas. Still the Pesach is saying, even though he should not be Matama to one of his own Kroivim, but if he finds a Meis Mitzvah there, a Meis Mitzvah it's Mutter. So Kitzah, even though he's a Kohen, and even though he's about to do the Avodah, if he sees a Meis Mitzvah, he has to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. Even though by taking care, he becomes Tameh, and he can't do the Avodah. So here we see that taking care of the Meis Mitzvah is more important than bringing Kabbonis. And we know that Kabbonis are Doicha Shabbos. So we have a good Kavu Chayma now. The Chur, if you have a Shalom, if you find the Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos, it should be mutter to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. Even though it means you have to be Mechal Shabbos. Like, if you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos, Chur Pshita. But even in the case where you have to be Mechal Shabbos, you have to dig up the ground. You'd be doing a Harisha. You have to make Chaitzah. Even in cases that you have to carry the shovel, you have to do things, but still it should be mutter. We see here that Avodah is more stronger than Shabbos. You could drink a bonus on Shabbos. And Meis Mitzvah is more stronger than Avodah. According to the Latter, be Matamal Meis Mitzvah, even though he means he can't do the Avodah. So, if so, Meis Mitzvah should be stronger than Shabbos. You should be allowed to bury a Meis Mitzvah even on Shabbos. Yes, so the Gemara says now. What? So, Gemara says, Shabbos. Shenitchet Nesnei Avodah. On Shabbos, you're allowed to bring Kabbonis. Shabbos is though he could be Mechal Shabbos. To bring Kabbonis, you can make a Shechita on Shabbos on the carbon. You can burn the carbon on Shabbos. If so, Einoi Din, isn't it a Din? A Din always means a Svara. Isn't like a Kalva Chayma, Svara, he tell me, should take Furas, Meis Mitzvah, Deichaisa. That if it's a question of burying a Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos, even though you're going to have to do a Malacha, in order to bury him, it should be Mutta. I have a good Svara to say that you should be able to bury a Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos. That's what the Svara should be. How do I know not like that? Gemara says, on Malay, he answered him back, who is saying this could be a... Rishlok is the same to Rabbi Yechon. Rishlok is asking Rabbi Yechon Kakasho, L'chura, Meis Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos. So Rabbi Yechon answered back and said, Rabbi Yechon said, Omele, said back and listen, Ritzicha Techiach, I bring you proof from the Pasha of Ritzicha. Does Desmond kill somebody on Shabbos or not? She Deicha es Avoida, L'chura is it is Deicha an Avoida, but we ain't a Deicha to Shabbos, we do not kill somebody on Shabbos. Rashi says, Ritzicha Techiach, Shadoicha Savoida. The Yachsiv, the Pasuk says, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachen Olamus. What does that mean to say? Shimho Yekoyin Ritzach. Let's say you have a Koyin that killed somebody. And Bezdin wants a Paskin and to give him a Chiyav Misa. And you know where the Koyin is now. He's up there on the Mizbech doing the Avoida. The Pasuk says, Me'im Mizbechi. You have a right to take him off the Mizbech and give him a Psak Misa right now. Even though he's in the middle of doing the Avoida. you see that killing him is more stronger than the avoider. We'll take him off the mizbeach, we'll stop him from doing the avoider in order to give him a misa. But providing he didn't start the mamish doing the avoider yet. But if he started already, because we dashim me'im mizbechi v'loy me'al. If the kohen was already on top of the mizbeach doing the avoider, then we do not stop him. But just mean to say we stop him from before. Before we could stop him. So even though he wants to do the avoider, we say no. If you chayiv miso, you have to come to din Torah now. That's more important. If so, retzichu dechiyach. What shadeich es avoider, that we kill a kohen even though he wants to do the avoider now, and still be ain't a deich es a Shabbos. That's the more we just had before. That we, Bezdin does not kill anybody on Shabbos. Bezdin has no right to kill on Shabbos. Now the Gemara, that was a Yechon Teretz back. That I'll prove to you, no, Shabbos you can't be nidcha. A meis mitzvah, you can't bury a meis mitzvah on Shabbos. And my proof is from Ritzicha. It's just the evil those things that are deicha avoida, it's not necessarily it's deicha Shabbos. Just like Ritzicha, Ritzicha is deicha the avoida, but it's not deicha Shabbos. So the same thing, meis mitzvah. Even though a meis mitzvah is deicha the avoida, you don't do the avoida if you have to take care of a meis mitzvah. But maybe it's not doicha Shabbos. Now the Gemara is the kasha, Ritzicha gufa tikcha to Shabbos. Now Rish Lakash has back, okay. But I'll tell you a kal v'chayme though, that it should be mutter for Bezdin to kill somebody on Shabbos. Einuchanami. This also should be mutter. So Rish Lakash has back, l'chura, that Ritzicha gufa tikcha to Shabbos. Killing somebody should also be mutter on Shabbos, if Bezdin wants to kill him. Mikal v'chayme, now the kal v'chayme are also like this. Mar avoida. Just like the question of bringing karbonos on Shabbos. Shedeicha to Shabbos, you're allowed to make a shchita, make havara on a korban on Shabbos, even though you're being deicha Shabbos. Still, the klal is ritzicha deicha oisam. That ritzicha stops the avoida. Shenemar the pasuk says me'im mizbechi tikachen alamus. If you have a kohen that wants to do the avoida and he kills somebody, there's a shalom that didn't miss upon him. We stop him from doing the avoida and we bring a better to Bezdin to be killed. So see that Bezdin has a right to kill somebody, even though it means stopping him from doing the avoida. If so, Shabbos should nitzchus of me'avoida. If the Indian of avoida is stronger than Shabbos, you're allowed to bring kabbonis on Shabbos. If so, eino din shetei ritzicha deichaisa. Isn't it a svar that you should be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos? You're allowed to bring kabbonis on Shabbos. Still, to kill somebody is stronger than kabbonis. We take a coin away from the avoida if he has to be killed. If so, Shabbos, that's not so strong, cannot stop avoid. You got to do avoid on Shabbos. So ritzicha, that's even stronger than avoida, should for sure break Shabbos. So the chura tzakal v'chayma, you should be, Bezdin should be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. So that's the kasha. Now, sugya, before we said, pshita, you're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. Bezdin can't kill somebody on Shabbos. How do we know it? I have a kal v'chayma to say, yes, you should be able to kill somebody on Shabbos. My Rabbis, Rabbi answered back like this. Posko Tonad Rabbi Shmuel. It was already learned in the Beis Medrash of the Vei Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi says, Ladachi Shabbos. We already learned, he said a clear statement, you are not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. Why? The Tonad Rabbi Shmuel. They learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. The Posko says, Loisavaru Esh. You're not allowed to burn fire on Shabbos. Loisavaru Esh. Matam Lem, what does the Posko mean? Because tomorrow, Matam Lem, what are you asking me a question for? The Pasuk says clearly what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't burn fire on Shabbos. And it's machlekes, what does it mean? Ilo Rab Yoisi the Lav Yotzis. Rab Yoisi Shita is that since the Torah says loisavaru, and really it should be bechla the lamates malachis. So why does the Pasuk have to say specially loisavaru? It means to teach us that havara is the Lav Yotzis. That if you burn a fire on Shabbos, you're not chayiv skila, you're not chayiv misa, but it's only a lav. That's Rab Yoisi Shita. That the extra pasuk of loisavaru eish b'chol mashaseichim is teaching us that it's a lav on Shabbos, not more. There's only a lav. And Ilu Rabbi Nosson, the other manima says no. Ilu Rabbi Nosson, I'll tell you, it's lechalik yotzis. It's coming lechalik to teach us that I would have thought to say if you do 10 malachas on Shabbos, maybe only chayiv one time a korban. How do I know if each malacha separately you chayiv a korban from this pasuk of loisavaru? Here the Torah says it separately that by itself you chayiv a korban. So Yehudah himself has come to teach us that all the other Lama Tesla Lachis, you chayiv each one separately. And, alright, turn over. To the Tanya, like we learned, it says, Havara. That the Torah says by Shabbos, Loisavaru Eish,
Havor l'olav yotzeis has come to teach us that if you make a fire on Shabbos, you're not chayiv skid l'fap rilav melacha. You're only over l'olav. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. That's Rabbi Yosi's shita. Rabbi Nosson Oimer l'chalik yotzeis. No, it's coming l'chalik yotzeis. It's come to tell us that you get misa separately. Rashi says l'chalik yotzeis min haklal. The laman al haklal kula yotzeis. Don't say don't think of a guy did all lama tes and lochas on Shabbos only chayv one korban. Therefore, this comes out. Teach us separately that if you do this malacha according to Rabbi Yonasan, it's a regular malacha. Just come to teach us that you have a chiyuv korban by this separately. So come to teach us just like this. You have a separate chiyuv chatis more than any other av malacha you do. Even if you do 10 av malachas on one Shabbos, you chayv 10 korbanos. That's where Rabbi Yonasan learns. So a core point of this pasuk, Lo Yisavar Oish, we need. In the Zohar, I think it says, Lo Yisavar Oish means you shouldn't have a machoikas on Shabbos. Like an Eish, it means an Eish in you. You shouldn't burn up a fire in you. And when you get into a machoikas, an argument, you make a fire and you get hot. So the Zohar says, in Lo Yisavar Oish, goes in, you shouldn't have any arguments on Shabbos. Shabbos, Shalom Ach, so you're supposed to be Shalom, peaceful on Shabbos. Shouldn't have any arguments. Shouldn't even burn up a fire in you yourself on Shabbos. The Kol Ponim Nigla is that we lashen it either lav yotzes or lachalik yotzes. But you shouldn't make a real fire on Shabbos. So what do you ask? What is the pasuk for? Pshita. We learn out from this pasuk. Elo, rather, the question was like this. Elo Amar Rova Tono Moishovas Kashale. What does the pasuk say? Like Savaru Eish Bechol Moishvay Seichem. What does it have to say? Bechol Moishvay Seichem wherever you live. Kol Pshita. It's not a mitzvah kli birds. Bishleim a mitzvah like Maisa. Totally things that grew out of the ground. It's not an Eretz Yisrael. But Pasuk says, don't make a fire. There's no difference where you are. Whether you're in Alaska, America, or Eretz Yisrael, doesn't make a difference. So what does the Pasuk say, Bechol Moshe Seichem for? That's the question. Tona Moshevus Kashalei. Moshevus Matam Leim. What does the Pasuk have to say, Bechol Moshe Seichem, wherever you live? Michti, let's see. Shabbos, Chayves HaGufim. Shabbos is a Chayves HaGuf. Right? It's totally new. No matter where you are, you have to keep Shabbos. You have to be a Shema Shabbos. The chayvus aguf, we know any mitzvah the Torah gives upon you, like tefillin and tzitzis, a chayv upon your guf that has nothing to do with the ground where you are. The hegas bein baritz bein mechutz laritz. We know all mitzvahs are made mechutz laritz. The only things that are special about Eretz Yisrael are the mitzvahs are tluyas baritz. The mitzvah of maaseh, truma, challah, things that come out of Eretz Yisrael, there we have special halachis. But mitzvahs the chayvus aguf, totally in the person himself, shita to wherever you are. If so, Moshavas Akos Rachman Alamali. What does the Pasuk have to say especially here? Lo Yisavaru Eish, Bechol Moshavas Eichem, wherever you live. Treat them wherever you live. There's an Av Malacha not to burn fire or else alav. This was the question. And the answer is, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Loma, Talmud Echad, Rabbi Shmuel one Talmud said, the Fi Shenema, since the Pasuk says, Lo Yiyya B'ish Chet Nishbat Modis, for whom? It's not be a person did a chet, we have to kill him. But this is the mitzvah essay for Bezin to kill somebody. And it says, ki yiyah b'yish chet mishbat, the person did an avera, say, chayiv misa, mishbat mavis lumas. There's a mitzvah essay to kill him. So Shemaya from this pasuk I would hear, Shemaya ni, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. I would have thought to say, maybe there's a mitzvah to kill somebody even on Shabbos. Listen, if Bezin comes out with a psak on Shabbos that the person is chayiv misa, the pasuk says, "Tiyah biyishchet mishpat mavis v'umas." You have to kill him even on Shabbos. If so, I v'amani mekayim. What would I do with the other pasuk that says clearly, "Mechaleho mois v'umas"? That the pasuk says you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. If you're mechal Shabbos, you're chayiv misa. So the chur pshit the bezin can't go and kill somebody on Shabbos. They're doing a malacha. Ritzicha is a malacha. Killing somebody is a malacha. It's a chaburo. So the chur bezin is doing a malacha. So the pasuk says, "Mechaleho whoever is mechal Shabbos mois v'umas." So what does the Bezin gain? By killing them, we're going to end up killing them. What do we gain? The Chur shouldn't kill on Shabbos. So I would have said, no. B'shar Malachas Chutz the Mises Bezin. I would say, this Pasuk of Mechaleho, Meis Yumas, you know when there's a Chiyav Misa? Out of Bezin. If a regular person does a Chet, he's Chiyav Misa. But maybe if Bezin goes and kills somebody on Shabbos, maybe they're Muta. The Pasuk says, Ki Yiyah B'yish Chet Mishpas Modis, Fumas. Maybe you can kill him even on Shabbos. That's the question. Maybe your business is to kill somebody on Shabbos. The other story is no. Or Yaina, maybe not that way. Ela Filo Mrs. Bezdin. Maybe even Bezdin is not allowed to kill on Shabbos. So I have a doubt. I'm not sure. Well, how should I dash in this pasuk? Samar says, If so, if you want to say the Bezdin is not allowed to, I, Ulman Yimikarim, what would I do with the first pasuk of Humas, that Bezdin has to kill the person that deserves to be killed? I'll answer your pasuk b'chayim, that only goes on the weekdays. Avulei b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos maybe Bezdin is not allowed to kill. Or Yaini, maybe not that way, Yelah Filu b'Shabbos. That's our sources, that's our doubt. We have two pasukim here, Mechalel Mechumas, and Vuhumas, Kiyah Bishchet Mishpat Moves Vuhumas. So we don't know, is it pertaining to Shabbos or not? On this, how do I know you're not going to kill somebody on Shabbos from our Pasuk here? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Loi Sevaru Eish Bechol Moshvasechem. Means even in Bezdin, that even in Bezdin, Bezdin's not going to kill somebody on Shabbos. Well, how no Waimer, another Pasuk says, Lahal no Waimer, the Pasuk in Bamidbert says, For all ye Eilo Lechem, Lechukas Mishpat, Lederasechem Lechol Moshvasechem. So chukas mishpat means a psak of bezdin v'chol moshrei seichem. So you see, when the Torah says the word v'chol moshrei seichem, it means in a bezdin. If so, ma moshav esom alahalim bezdin, just like here by midbalamet hey, when it says v'hoye elu lachem v'chukas mishpat l'der seichem, it means in bezdin that af moshav esom akan in our pasuk of loisavaru esh v'chol moshrei seichem. You know what the extra pasuk of B'chol Moshe Seichem means? That even in Bezdin, Bezdin is not allowed to make a fire to kill somebody on Shabbos. Af B'Shabbos Amakan, Bezdin. And so B'chol Moshe Seichem means even in Bezdin. And the Yom Rachmona, what does the Torah say? Loi Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem. So here's a clear pasuk, that's what Tanya Rabbi Shimon meant. Here there's a clear pasuk to say that Bezdin is not allowed to kill on Shabbos. So maybe even though you have it, Rosh Lakas had a Kal V'chayma Svaro, to say you should be able to kill somebody on Shabbos, but that the Pasuk says clearly no, you're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. So since you can't kill somebody on Shabbos, that's what Rav Yechonin said, Hu Adin, a Meis Mitzvah, you're not allowed to be Mechala Shabbos to bury him on Shabbos either. That made Mises Bezdin is Tachiach. Just like Bezdin cannot kill somebody on Shabbos, the same way you cannot bury somebody on Shabbos. Now, Omer Abayis Abayis says, Hashtu the Yarmut. Now that you're telling me, Ein Ritzich Berchus Shabbos, that Bezdin is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. If so, maybe Ein Ritzich Berchus Es Avoida. I should have no Akavu Chaimah to say that if a Kohen wants to do the Avoida, we should not stop him to be killed. Let him first do the Avoida, and after the Avoida, you should go take him to be killed. Nikavu Avakavu Chaimah. Uma Shabbos Shenitzchus Bifnei Avoida. Mad of Shabbos is not so strong that you're allowed to bring Kabonis on Shabbos. You see, Avoida is stronger than Shabbos. Still, ein ritzicha doichoiso, ritzicha killing somebody is not mutter to do on Shabbos. If so, avoida, the strong thing of bringing kabonis, she doichet a Shabbos. That's even stronger than Shabbos. You're allowed to bring kabonis on Shabbos. If so, ein adin isn't it a svaro, shiloite ritzicha doichoiso, that for sure ritzicha to killing the kohen should not be permissible. If the shal of the kohen wants to do the avoida, maybe we're not allowed to kill him. Let him first do the avoida. The Gemara's question, what good you have a Kavu Chaimah, but there's a Pasuk. It says, Gemara, Ella is so though, Hodich Siv, that's what the Pasuk says, Meim Mizbechi Tikachet Olamus, I, the Pasuk says, take the Koyin even from the Mizbeach. Mash, even though he wants to do the Avodah, still you have to stop him. I'll tell you maybe no, Hahu the Korban Yochid. Maybe that's only talking about if a Koyin wants to bring a Korban Yochid. The Koyin wants to bring a private Korban, that's not so strong, that's not Deicha Shabbos. A Korban Yochid is not Deicha Shabbos. So such a carbon, we take him to be killed, and he can't do the carbon because it's not so strong. Tzadochi Shabbos, you can't bring a carbon yochid on Shabbos. Mashenk and a carbon tzibur, that's deicha Shabbos. Maybe if a kohen wants to do a carbon tzibur, we have no right to take him to be killed. Avoid this deicha ritzicha. We should let the kohen first bring the carbon tzibur, and then we'll take him to be killed. How do we know that they're not like this? I'm a robber. Robber said, I'll tell you like this. Leitei Ritzicha, so that's one sort of what we're going to say. There's a svar now. The Chur Rav is saying now, once we say Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, who adin l'chur Ritzicha should not be Deicha a Korban Tziba. That's a good svar. We'll see what the Maskan is. That's what he wants to say. He holds like this, Taka, that Ritzicha will not be Deicha a Korban Tziba. And then Rav says another svar. Oh my Rav, Leitei Ritzicha Deicha Korban Yochid, even stronger now, that a Ritzicha should not even stop a Korban Yochid in Kavachayma. Oh my Yomtif, Shenitzcha Vifnei Korban.